Welcome to episode two of Kingdom Economics or Economic Discipleship. And this episode is on love and human worth as the foundation of economics. Economics as love. The day that we meet and fall in love with Jesus Christ, we find a passion that fires all of our life and meshes us with the integrator of the universe. His love enfolds us in a grip that will not let us go. And embraced in his love, we in turn press into loving all others to the depth of our capacity, to the breadth of our capacity. But this integrator of the universe expressed his love in concrete economic terms. He expressed it in the creation of the earth. And the creation of an environment which would make provision for humanity. He expressed it in the creation of a universe, within that the creation of the earth, within that the creation of the life forms of the earth itself, which continues to give life. And so as his love flows through us, we find ourselves also expressing love in economics. Because we love our family, we manifest that love in fatherly and motherly provision of necessities for our kids. When we come back from a trip, it's always the first question our kids ask is, "Daddy, what have you got in the bag for me?" And for them, love is expressed in a symbolic little piece of something, little knick-knack that's perhaps worth not a whole lot. For them, expressions of love are in our provision day by day of food, our provision of education, our provision of the necessities of life, our provision of a home in which they can be secure and cared for. Beyond the family, love for our community is expressed by many of us in provision of employment for as many as our giftedness can sustain. And beyond that, love for the nation is expressed in our engagement in creating a just, productive, creating, liberating economic system within the nation, if we are called to that level of leadership. Now, because God is a community, He's the three in one, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, who talk together at the creation of the earth because of the fact he is a set of relationships, a web of relationships. God is love, according to the Apostle John. And his love is reflected first in our individual humanity, as we act justly in financial areas and act in love in financial areas, which means in each contract with another, it's a win-win. Both the other person is served and we are able to make some money. And similarly, as his love is reflected in our communal humanity, we develop cooperative economics. And that's another one of our principles. So you see, each of these principles grows out of this first principle of love. And you see that this core theme is expressed throughout the material in this training. Now, as love disappears in a society, economics becomes exploitative. And people, human beings, become dehumanized, and our relationships in business become lacking in morality. But when the Holy Spirit is released and freely moves within a society where revivals occur and the love of the Holy Spirit overwhelms many, then love becomes released in economics. There are immediate economic changes that occur. Families become whole. Sins are put away. Unjust and sordid businesses like gambling and the marketing of wine and beer disappear. On the other hand, as revivals die, the distance between peoples begins to increase. Sins against others, sins against society increase. Civility, the gracious speech, changes, and the public square, the political square, the political place of debate becomes a place of rudeness rather than politeness. And in the process of all these, economics begins to disintegrate as people seek to use one another rather than serve one another. So I'm saying as revivals move, economic change is determined by revival. But that is dependent on the teaching within the revival. If at the beginning of the revival there is teaching on biblical economics, then the end result of the revival is that these economic principles of the scripture are also worked out. And so these teachings are laid out for you as the basis for the next wave of revival across your nation. This theme of love also leads to the theme of the worth of each individual. One of our Kenyan friends feels that this is the basis of economics. If I make a trade with you, does it emphasize your worth as an individual? And does his trade with me emphasize my worth as an individual? If so, then it will build a healthy relationship. Trust will be built, and trust is the foundation of healthy business. Economics is a physical manifestation that correlates or links to the building up of others in their sense of identity before God.